What I'd like to do now is start off a little synopsis of the scenario, what happened in the time frame. Yesterday at 10:25 a.m., we received our initial call from inside the Sikh temple that there was a problem going on and that somebody was firing inside of there. We had officers responding to that scene. They responded there and arrived within minutes of the initial call. Our first officer on scene, as he entered into the driveway area, he came upon a victim in the parking lot and exited his vehicle and went to assist that individual. He went to render aid. It was at that point that he was met by the suspect, who basically ambushed him around his vehicle. The officer was shot 8 to 9 times at this incident at very close range with a handgun. At that point, other officers were arriving on scene and heard gunshots, were not aware that the other officer had been shot. They took up a position and did observe the suspect in the parking lot walking, and at that point began to give him commands as far as dropping his weapon and putting his hands up. Our officers are equipped with squad rifles. The officers had armed themselves with those rifles once they exited their vehicle. Under protocol when we react to an active shooter, and that's what they were treating this as. After giving commands to the individual, which he didn't respond to, he did fire. One of our vehicles took some rounds through the windshield. Another one also took some rounds. One of the officers returned fire with his squad rifle, putting the individual down. They then secured that individual, and at that point, did what is an officer rescue. They did a PAR check, which is common in the fire service, which we've incorporated, and it's basically a way to find out where everybody's at. One of our officers, our senior officers on scene, called for that PAR check, and they weren't getting a response. Basically what that is, you call for a PAR check, you respond back with your badge number so everybody knows you're okay. We weren't getting that response back from that officer. They then knew they had to start looking for him. They went to where they last knew his location was, and as they approached him, he waved them off. He had been shot 9 times, one of them very serious in the neck area, and he waved them off and told them to go into the temple to assist those in there. The officers did a officer rescue, provided cover, and carried him to a squad and got him out of the scene, even though he was trying to get them to go into the temple. The officers at that point made sure that the suspect was not a threat anymore as far as securing him, and they started to set up a perimeter at that point. We didn't know how many individuals may be out there. There was multiple reports. We are confident this time that was the only shooter involved in this, but they did set up a perimeter, and then it turned into a tactical situation. We had tactical teams from around our county, other counties that came through. Captain Toby Weber, who's here from the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department, coordinated that with our Captain Michael Bolander, and they did a fantastic job with quite a large area that we had to cover and secure. We want the City of Oak Creek citizens to understand that what we did, and the reason it took so long to clear that area, is not only did we clear the temple itself, and we had reports possibly there were others in there, we then did a grid search of approximately, I'm guessing, about 3 square miles with the tactical teams with air support. After that was completed, we did a door-to-door knock and talk of every residence, approximately about 200, in that area to make sure everybody was okay and everybody was safe. And I want them all to know that this was the only shooter and that there's nothing more to worry about as far as this situation goes. At that point, the investigation was we locked down the scene, called in the TAC teams, and then called in so we can start clearing that scene and turning it over to the FBI as far as their response and evidence collection. As far as our officers, I just want to explain some of the things they did. We trained for active shooters, and in my mind, they're all heroes. They did exactly what was expected of them. They're senior officers. I was asked today, what do you think of their actions? Didn't surprise me in the least what they did. They all did what they had to do, helped another officer, and stopped a worse tragedy from happening by their actions. The officer who was shot is listed right now as critical condition. His information, his name is Lieutenant Brian Murphy. He's a 51-year-old officer with our department. He has 21 years on the department. He was a member of our TAC team for years. He was actually a tactical team leader for years. He right now is with his family resting at the hospital, and we brought family in from out of state also. The other officers involved in the shooting itself are not available to speak, nor will we be identifying them, as there is a separate investigation going on because we do have an officer-involved shooting. We're working with the district attorney's office, and Milwaukee PD is assisting us in that, and because of that, they're not allowed to talk, nor do we identify them at this point. That will be forthcoming when the investigation is completed.